Human, I'm back. I know it took a while, and I'm sorry for leaving you here alone for so long, but I... Oh, they're asleep. I probably shouldn't wake them up. They really need to rest right now. I didn't know humans slept this much. This is really interesting. I mean, I sleep too, but not nearly as much as them. I should probably make them something soft so that they can sleep on. I can't imagine how uncomfortable it must be to sleep on the rocky, hard cave floor. Oh god, they are so adorable though. It's melting my heart. They're just sleeping there peacefully without a care in the world? I could probably stare at them for a few hours. I wish I could join them. I just want to lie down beside them and forget the world for a few hours. But I'm busy right now. Maybe some other time. I have to prepare some food for them, the poor thing. They're probably starving right now. Luckily for them, I managed to catch some delicious tuna, and I also harvested some delicious wakame plants. It's going to be delicious. I'm so excited to sit down with them and have a proper meal. Human? Human? Oh, wake up, human. I made some delicious tuna for you. Good morning, sleepyhead. You're finally awake, or well, I guess it's night now, not morning. Yeah, you slept through almost the entire day, but while you were sleeping, I finally made you something to eat. What did I make? Well, earlier today while you were sleeping, I caught some tuna, which I drained of blood, watered down to get rid of the bacteria, and then dried up. Then I harvested some wakame plants, which I just dried for a bit. And now we have some delicious tuna with wakame, just like Grandma used to make. Of course it's safe to eat. I already told you. I watered it down to kill any bacteria and parasites, and then I hung it up to dry to be extra sure. I wouldn't feed you this unless I was entirely sure that it was safe to eat. Yes, I'm 100% sure that it's safe. I mean, I've been eating this my entire life, and I've never been made sick by it. Here, take a bite, please. So, how was it? You liked it? I'm very glad to hear that, human. What a relief. I spent so much time on it and I was so scared you wouldn't like it. You're welcome. It's finally good to sit down and have a meal with you. I've been looking forward to this. Human, why are you making that face? Is everything all right? Human, you don't have to hide your emotions from me. Is something wrong? You can just tell me. Is it the food, human? Do you actually like it? It's not the food. Then what is it? You feel as if I'm doing all the work and you are just a burden to me? Human, don't think like that. You will never become a burden to me. Yes, you did spend most of today sleeping, but you needed to rest. And don't forget that you have a giant wound on your arm that needs to recover. If I made you do chores for me, then at best the recovering process would take longer, and at worst it would worsen your wound. Also, you are my guest. It would be rude of me to make you do chores for me. Listen, human. You will never become a burden to me. You're useful to me and I care about you. Yes, I really do mean that. You see, I've been alone for such a long time now, and having someone around, someone I can talk to, someone I can laugh with, that means so much to me. The oceans are so big. And so dark. And swimming around in the darkness, alone for years upon years, is really scary. It felt as if the darkness only grew and grew slowly over time. I used to have a fear that one day the darkness would engulf everything around me, and I would be trapped there, doomed to a life where I would die old and alone on the ocean floor, with no one around to grieve my death. But when you woke up earlier today, I found out you were alive, and my heart became filled with joy, and the darkness went away almost instantly. Just knowing that I wasn't alone, at least for some time now, was a huge relief. So, human, you are very useful to me. You light up my day and give me a feeling of happiness I haven't felt in so many years. That's all right, human. You don't have to say anything if you struggle to respond. I just want you to know that you aren't useless, and you are far from a burden on me. You're welcome, human. My past? You wish to know more about it? Well, I was born around 23 years ago in a large mermaid community with a population of around 3,000. I grew up in quite a large family. It was me, my three brothers, and four sisters, our mother, our father, and our grandparents. We all lived on a large farm where we mostly grew seagrass, algae, and corals. As one of the few and biggest farms in the community, we made sure to grow food that would feed the entire village. It made us a very rich family and gave us a lot of power, but just because we were rich doesn't mean we had it easy growing up. Our father made us do hard work every day whilst growing up. He told us that we had to learn and work hard if we ever wanted to succeed in life. Sure, he was strict and made us work a lot, but he was a good man. He loved us and cared for us all. And he was hardworking as well. He too worked in the fields. He worked so much and so long, I sometimes wondered how he hadn't gone mad yet. He was one of the best fathers I could have dreamed of. Growing up, I was so curious about everything, and I wanted to try and understand the world around me, not only how it worked, but also why things were the way they were. The one thing that really interested me was other life forms and creatures which lived in the ocean. One time, Mom came home from hunting, and she brought with her a ton of fish. I took one of them and cut it open to see what was inside of it. My siblings thought it was very gross, and when one of them told Mom, she was not happy at all. She yelled at me so much that night, telling me that fish are only for eating and nothing else. But that didn't stop me from doing it so many other times. And believe me, she only got more angry the more I did it. I remember I always wanted to study humans and learn more about them and their way of life. No, not like I studied fish. I would never cut open a human. As children, we were always told to keep far away from humans. The other mermaids said that they were dangerous and brutal. I always doubted them. It all just sounded made up to me, and I'm pretty sure it was. Some might be, but I'm pretty sure not all humans are bad. I wanted to be the first in our family to make contact with humans. When I told my parents this, though, they weren't happy. They scolded me hard and told me gruesome tales of humans killing mermaids by the thousands. This scared me for a bit, but I'm pretty sure they were nothing but tales made up to scare me. Humans don't actually kill mermaids, right? Right? That's a relief to hear. Of course I was certain you humans didn't kill mermaids, but it's just good to be sure. Where are my family now? Something happened, which left me alone, and I'll tell you another time, but I don't want to talk about it now. No. Human, what is it like on the surface? What was your life like before you got here? You grew up in a city? What is that like? So it's a collection of humans living in the same place. But isn't that a community or village? No? What's the difference? I see. Interesting. So how many humans lived in this city? 500,000? But how in the world? I didn't know there were so many humans. That's a lot of farmers and fishers. What? Almost no one of the people living there are farmers or fishers? But how do you guys feed yourselves? Wow, cities sound really complex. This interests me a lot, but I want to know more about you as well. What did you do in the city? What did you work as? You didn't work? You went to university. What is that? Wow, universities sound fascinating. A place where you can learn about almost anything you want? I wish our community had a university. What did you study at the university? You planned on becoming a doctor? I too always wanted to be a doctor, or, well, I wanted to be many things, but I'm really interested in medicine and biology. I also always wanted to help others in need. After all, we must help those who can't help themselves. You spoke of your father earlier today. What happened to him? He was on a boat that disappeared, correct? How long ago? A week ago. I'm so sorry about that, human. It's horrible to lose someone close to you. The oceans are very large and sometimes very dangerous. I just hope that everything is going well with him. If I think he's still alive? I can't tell, human. I mean, at this time of year there are many storms and it all depends on how well he can navigate the seas. Did he have much experience with the ocean? He was a sailor on a large ship. Well then, if he was experienced, then there's still hope for him. I'm sorry for reminding you, human. I shouldn't have brought it up. The past can be very painful sometimes, especially when so fresh. You're finished eating now? Me too. It was good to finally get to eat with someone. It makes the experience just so much more enjoyable, and it was good to get to know you better and just open up, wouldn't you say? Well, I'm glad you feel the same. I should get back into the ocean and sleep now. I'm very tired. Is there anything you need? You're cold. I'm really sorry, human, but I have no idea how I can warm up this place for you. It seems you just have to manage for now. A fire? What is that? It's hot. But what is it? It's complicated, you say? Okay, how do we get this fire? Oh, we have to make one. How is that? Some dry wood and sticks? There are some dead trees on the shores. I could probably get some dry wood for them. And I will be very careful to keep them above water. When getting them back. Give me 1 second. Alright. I have finally collected your sticks and some dry wood. And you can create fire from this, right? Fire. This is all very interesting to me. I'm very excited to see what this fire thingy looks like. Just like that? Wow. I don't know what to say, human. This is fascinating. It's so warm and comfortable. And the warmth just spreads out from it. Look how the fire moves and how it's like magic. Actually, I think I will be sleeping here by the fire tonight instead of the ocean. That won't be a problem, right? Oh, wonderful. I'll just move closer to you. I'm glad you are here with me. The small time you have been here has been wonderful, and I hope you stick around for a while. Yeah. You will have to leave one day. But let's not think about that. For now, let's just enjoy the moment. It's still a bit cold, wouldn't you say? I just thought we could maybe, you know, cuddle. You don't have to be shy about it. It's entirely up to you. Wonderful. Let me just get a bit closer and wrap my arms around you like this. There we go. This is so much better. I'm so tired right now. Let's just sleep, okay? You're not sleepy? Well, that's too bad then. You aren't leaving my arms anytime soon. Good night, my lovely human.